It's 7:06. It is sunny and 72 degrees in Tulsa, headed to 91 with a flash flood watch for tonight and tomorrow. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. Governor Fallon has issued a state of emergency for our part of Oklahoma. 45,000 people at this hour still without power here in Tulsa County. Crews from other cities and states are here. They're helping restore power to Tulsa. They're staging out of the fairgrounds. Stuart Solomon is the CEO of PSO, and he says it's a job that's going to take some time.
Lots of resources that are working the restoration process at this point. This will be a multi-day, don't know exactly how long, but a multi-day restoration process. We have hundreds of internal PSO resources that are already working. We have hundreds more of external resources that are coming from a number of surrounding states.
Without knowing when the power will be restored, your food can be at risk in the refrigerator. Tulsa Health Department Food Protection Manager Debbie Watts says follow this simple rule. When in doubt, toss it out.
If food has went above 41 degrees for more than 4 hours, or foods that normally require refrigeration, we do suggest strongly that they throw those items away, because in that amount of time, bacteria could have grown in a large enough number to make someone sick.
She says try not to open the refrigerator or freezer doors too often, and that will help keep the cold air inside. Well, one of the hardest hit facilities was the OSU Health Sciences Center at 17th and Southwest Boulevard. Mayor Bartlett was there yesterday as he toured damage throughout the city.
This is certainly one of the more visible ones. Here we are at the OSU Medical Complex next to Southwest Boulevard. And what used to be the roof is now in the middle of 17th Street.
High voltage power lines in the area were downed by roof debris, as well as a large tree that was uprooted by the strong winds. Well, all of the emergency calls during the height of the midsummer night windstorm swamped the 911 call center.
Several times last night we were down to zero resources. We had around 100 calls waiting in the queue. 8 to 10 house fires going at the same time. Our folks did a great job.
Deputy Fire Chief Scott Clark says crews in the field helped remove fallen trees and assisted PSO in getting down power lines off the roadway. Now, Tulsa crews are cleaning up the streets of the storm debris and working to get the signal lights operational again. The City of Tulsa Street Director Dan Crossland says if you see a blocked roadway or another problem, don't assume someone else has already reported it. He says call the mayor's action line.
And if they will tell when they call in whether the street's totally blocked or not, that'll help us. Because we're going to work the arterial systems first, then we'll work the residentials that are totally blocked, and then we'll go back and work the residentials that are partially blocked.
Crossland says city crews will begin picking up storm debris on Monday. In other stories making local news this morning, South Carolina's highest court says it will not rehear a case involving a Charleston area couple's attempts to adopt a girl with Cherokee heritage. The court denied request of the 3-year-old girl's biological father and the Cherokee Nation. More than 24 inmates will be honored for academic achievements, but won't be able to put their skills to use right away. The Second Chance program at the Tulsa Community College will award certificates to inmates at the prison in Hominy later today. A man is shot to death with a rifle in the front yard of a home near 21st and the Broken Arrow Expressway. A suspect this morning is in custody. Our weather forecast, a flash flood watch for tonight and tomorrow, sunny and hot with a high of 91. There's a 60% chance of thunderstorms with some heavy rain and a low of 71. Right now in Tulsa, it is mostly sunny and 72. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.